Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast on this Sunday, March 20th. It's a snowy, gross day out here in the city of Edmonton, but let's hope better days are ahead as we approach the trade deadline that goes tomorrow. It's going to be a busy one. Already a bunch of trades. We'll get to all that as this podcast rolls along. Some waiver news, and the Edmonton Oilers, a busy week. Four games coming up, including on trade deadline day Monday, as they'll be in Colorado to take on the very, very good Colorado Avalanche. But before that, we got to break down a game as well, as the Oilers picked up a 6-3 win on Saturday afternoon over the New Jersey Devils. A fun game, and the Edmonton Oilers close out the homestand 5-0, which was just great. I know during the week we said, before going into these three games, Detroit, Buffalo, and New Jersey, we said minimum 5 points. They got six. Were they all Picassos? Of course not, but they played well enough to pick up the 6 points and sitting nice now. Now it's the perfect five-game homestand for the fourth time in franchise history. With a goal and two assists, McDavid hit 90 points for the sixth time in his career. Only two players, Gretzky and Dale Hawerchuk, have recorded more 90-point seasons before the age of 26. So kudos to Connor McDavid, who is just ahead of Jonathan Huberdeau and his teammate Leon Draisaitl, who both sit at 86 points. Then Johnny Gaudreau at 80 and Austin Matthews at 79. And the Edmonton Oilers currently third in the Pacific at 74 points, 35-23-4. They're two back of the Kings for second with two games in hand. And the final wild card spots, Nashville at 76 has the first one. Vegas at 72 points has the second one locked down for now, but the Oilers also have two games in hand on the Vegas Golden Knights, which is good news. Vancouver lost again yesterday. Dallas also lost. So there's starting to be a little bit of separation. The Oilers got to keep rolling. They're in tough though. Check out their four games this week. Avalanche tomorrow. Stars on Tuesday. That's a monster matchup. Sharks on Thursday here at home, and then they go to Calgary for another battle of Alberta, 8 o'clock for that one. That should be a fun one as well. So some crucial games here for the Oilers. I think 2-2 you'd be okay with. Anything less than that, it's no bueno for the Edmonton Oilers. It's going to be a busy week. So let's get to the game from yesterday afternoon. Oilers special teams, good. 3-for-3 on the PK, 1-for-1 on the power play. They outshot the Devils 40-28. They outhit them 28-23. Each team had 13 blocks. And giveaways, the Oilers, they lost this one, but that's what you want. They 21-15, the Devils led in giveaways. Your goal scorers, Leon Draisaitl is 41st. Kane with two. Barry on a mini heater here. He scores in back-to-back games. Zach Hyman with his 21st. And Connor McDavid with his 35th. Mikko Koskinen picks up another win. The second goal you probably want back. Third goal is just a terrible giveaway by Leon Draisaitl to start that third period, where you saw New Jersey score two quick goals just 3 minutes in. And you're like, uh-oh, are they going to come unravel? But they were able to find a way once again. Tyson Barrie on a kind of bad angle shot there. And then Kane, who's just, he's getting hot. He's playing extremely well right now. So you got to be happy with his performance. He's got, for the Edmonton Oilers, 20 points in 23 games, 12 goals. He's a plus 12. A lot of talk yesterday on the postgame show. Resign him. I get it. I truly do. But I just, with the cap situation, he's 30 years old. I say just enjoy it this year. And in the offseason, we'll worry about Evander Kane. This guy's probably going to look for a multi-year deal. Does he get one? I don't know. I truly don't know how teams view him. But at the end of the day, it's just one of those things where it's just enjoy him for now. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and go crazy. I think he's exceeding expectations here in Edmonton, which is good. And so if they can get into the playoffs, you know this guy's going to show up. So good on him. Spirited tilt, Zach Cassian. That was a good fight. I was a little surprised he took it with Geertsen, the former Edmonton Oil King, but he did pretty damn well, so good on him. You saw a lot of line changes yesterday. I know I had a few buddies texting me, like, why is he changing the lines and all that, but you heard him post-game say, too, like, felt they got a little bit of bump from that fight. They put Cassian up with McDavid and Kane for a bit. They switched up the bottom six, but then in the third, when things got a little dicey there, he went back to his regular lines, and it ended up working. Now, Kokoskin in 25 saves, sorry about that, 893 save percentage. He was just okay. Still needed four goals to win, but he keeps on winning, and I guess that's important. I thought the pairing of Keith and Bouchard struggled on the night. Keith, a couple penalties. Both guys had giveaways. They got beat for that breakaway by Jesper Pratt in the first period. By the way, hell of a player, this kid. He's got 21 goals. He showed some great speed in this game, and I like Yamamoto's game yesterday. I like Jesse Puljujarvi's game, and more importantly, up front, only two forwards over 20 minutes, Draisaitl and McDavid, and your lowest was 627, which was Josh Archibald, but everybody else was around 910 and over, obviously, right? So not overplaying the big dogs in this one. Defensively, three guys over 20, CeCe, Barry, and Nurse. Of course, Nurse led the way. Your lowest, though, 16-08 was Duncan Keith. So spread out there. You're seeing a lot more of the 12-6 when Jay Woodcroft came in. I think it was 9 or 10 straight games. He went 11-7, but now we're seeing a little bit more depth. So that's a good sign. And you're getting Nuge back, and that forward group's going to be very good, scary good, because they already are with the return of Jesse, Josh Archibald. Unfortunate part, obviously, Josh Archibald can't play on the road. So we'll see what happens there. What did you think of the game? Are you just happy they won? I think you have to be. Listen, I don't think it was a Detroit game yesterday. I thought the Oilers were, they got that first goal early, but then they kind of just went through the motions in that first. But I think they had good moments in the game, and I think they had bad moments in the game as well. But they found a way, and that's what good teams do. They find a way. So what did you think of the game? Who stood out for you? No one for me, outside of that pairing, who had more than a couple rough shifts for sure, probably in the Koskinen second goals, another weak one. I know some people want to blame him for the third, but Draisaitl can't turn that puck over there. So that was, it's Draisaitl, right? But you can't just give these guys passes. Like, you can't make that play at your own blue line. And we saw what happened. But a lot of good. I thought Shore was good once again. Fogle's coming along nicely after not playing so well in stretches there. But the Oilers 6-3 winners. Getting closer and closer, hopefully, to locking down a playoff spot. Seems like right now it's going to be between Vegas, Edmonton, and Los Angeles for that first round matchup. I think either one the Oilers could do well in. I do. Vegas is kind of hurting right now. Who knows what's going to happen with their big guys that are injured? Will they return? And what the hell is going to happen tomorrow at trade deadline? It's going to be interesting. So the Oilers solid on the Saturday. They picked up 6 out of 6 points this week, and that's what you want. All right, coming up next, more Oilers. Get to some waiver news and maybe recap some of the trades we saw on Saturday. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, let's get to some waiver news. There is some news regarding Edmonton as well. So these are the players that have landed on waivers today ahead of the deadline. Riley Nash, Richardson, Kyle Turris, Jaros, Kyle Clifford, Mrazek, which is definitely an interesting one. Pouliot in Las Vegas. And the Maple Leafs also bring in Harry Sateri, who won gold with Finland. He must clear waivers. So, wow, Mrazek on the good old waiver wire. They bring in the goalie that won gold. And we'll see if he clears. And it's a one-way contract, $750. A little bit desperate, sure. I don't know how that game's going to translate into the NHL. But Kyle Turris landing on waivers as well for, what, the second, third time this season? I don't know much. Obviously, something's coming, hopefully. So this, according to Puckpedia, with the Oilers waiving Turris, it means he's activated off LTIR. Assuming he clears and is demoted, Oilers will lose $1.65 million from the LTIR and save $1.125 million with him down for a net loss of $525K cap space. Interest. Very, very interesting there. So obviously the Oilers looking to do some business. This also coming from Ryan Leslie, just dropping here as I'm recording this podcast, of course, NHL host on Sportsnet and Hockey Night. And he just tweeted out, I believe Steve Giordano has been traded to Toronto. Wow. Listen, I know Giordano's a lot older, but he's a hell of a defenseman still. He helps that team 100%. They got rid of Mrazek. They're bringing in this new goaltender to see if he can hold the fort down while Jack Campbell gets healthy. So a lot of news. If you missed it yesterday, well, a trade today. Robert Haig, defenseman from the Sabres, goes to the Panthers for a 6th-round pick this year. If you missed it yesterday, Claude Giroux going to the Panthers. The big piece is going back to Philadelphia. Owen Tippett in a 2024 first-round pick. Then you saw Hampus Lindholm traded to the Boston Bruins. Anaheim gets a first, second, two second-rounders. Uro Vakanainen and John Moore. And earlier yesterday, Nick Delorier, a guy that was mentioned in Edmonton a few times, he goes to the Minnesota Wild. And the Ducks get a third-round pick. And turn that around to today, Boston also signed Mr. Hampus Lindholm to a contract extension, and it's a big one. He gets a 6.5 on an 8-year deal. So Hampus Lindholm, 28-year-old, locking it down, securing it. So what does the Kyle Turris thing mean? It can mean a trade, it can mean anything, right? I don't see anyone taking him on waivers. I don't see anyone trading, to be honest with you. I think he's pretty much done. But what will the Oilers do tomorrow? I know I think a few Edmonton media have Brett Kulik out there. Some people throwing out Carson Soucy. And again, those are the kind of players the Oilers are going to go out and get. It's not going to be a big name hunting or anything like that. But it's going to be an interesting day. Hopefully we get a lot of action. A lot of trades already happening, a lot of the big names. I know probably James Dutton, the TSN panel, are not too happy about that. But it's definitely going to be an interesting day. The Oilers looking for defense. That Kubalik one's interesting. I just don't see how they make that work. Is he a player that, I mean, he doesn't hurt you. I just don't see, you know, there's a lot of guys here on the Edmonton forward group. Who are you taking out? Who are you trading? So what do you want him to do? And let's keep it in reality here, right? Like, let's not get crazy and be like, well, they did, go out and get Fleury and go out, because that's not realistic, guys. And as much as we want it, I get it. I truly do. Like, I don't think they're bringing in a goalie. I think Holland's content with rolling with Smith and Koskinen. Up front, sure, you can add, but just I'd rather you add in the back end. Does that mean one guy or two guys? We'll see what Kenny Holland can do. Do you trust them to make a trade? I think that's the big one. Now it's coming down. Darren Dreg saying Giordano has been traded to the Leafs, awaiting on the details. First on it was Ryan Leslie. Good on him. Dave Pagnotta also has it now. So the Toronto Maple Leafs going for it. And that's a discussion here. It's like, I think Button on 1260 said, you know, the teams that are contenders, they're all in and they make things happen. And here in Edmonton, it's like, I almost feel like it's divided. You want them to go all in and give up prospects and picks to make a run this year. And then on the other hand, people, well, it's not this year. So like, no, don't give up. And I see both sides, but it's like the time to win is now. Like, what are we waiting for? You know, Draisaitl, McDavid, another year. If let's just say they don't get out of the first round or whatever. Like, you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. Now, I'm not saying go get a rental for a first rounder or give up on whatever, Broberg or Holloway. And I say those two names because those two names are going to get you a good return. Samarukov's not. And we overrate every guy here in Edmonton. Like, Samarukov, yeah, we like him here, but other teams might not be high on him, right? So that's the thing. Do you go all in or do you, I mean, you're seeing a lot of teams do it. Like, a lot of teams are like, whatever, we'll give you our first rounder, second rounders 2 years down the road, but we're trying to win now. And I feel like the Oilers should be in that. In that sense, but not for rentals. You got to get guys that are going to be here for a couple of years at least, and you know, that mid-tier, not 33-year-olds. You want like 25, 26, 27-year-olds as well, right? So the trade's coming hot and heavy, and it sucks because tomorrow it's kind of losing a little bit of the buzz. We're going to be on 1260 from 10 to 2 with full coverage. A whole whack of hosts there. Dusty, Tommy, Maddie, Low Tide, Greg's. Everybody's going to be joining in on the fun. And I, for one, hope the Oilers make trades tomorrow so we have something to talk about. Today, let's just simmer. Let's relax. Let's get ready for the big day tomorrow and see what the Oilers do. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk Oilers, and I'll keep reporting live here as trades and waiver news and all that's coming down the pipe. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Last segment here on this Sunday, a special edition. We're recapping the Oilers' 6-3 win over the New Jersey Devils. A successful week for the Oilers. They pick up 6 points out of six, and that's exactly what they had to do. After losing to Detroit at Buffalo and New Jersey on the road, they were able to redeem themselves and pick up valuable points. Connor McDavid's playing excellent. Draisaitl, he has his giveaways, but he's Leon Draisaitl, right? Evander Kane playing excellent. Yamamoto playing well. Jesse Puljujarvi returning to form defensively. Nurse CeCe becoming a very good pair. And Tyson Barrie getting a little hot here. A guy that takes a lot of heat. Same with Devin Shore, right? Like, these guys are like mini heaters. They're chipping in, and it's great to see. Coming up for the Edmonton Oilers, like I mentioned, Avalanche tomorrow. That's a 7:30 start. Then Tuesday, the Stars, 6:30. Both games are on the road. The Oilers are on the travel day today. Then they come back home on Thursday to take on the Sharks, and then they'll head down Highway 2 for a Saturday hockey night in Canada. Late game action as they're taking on the Calgary Flames. So another important 4 games. 4 points do it for you. I mean, anything above that is a bonus, I guess. Anything less than that, I think it'd be a little disappointing. Edmonton Oilers doing some good things here. We'll see if they have new players. Obviously, if they do get a new player, he won't be in the lineup tomorrow. That's just way too quick, but I expect him to be there on Tuesday in Dallas, if not at the latest Thursday. But the new player for the Edmonton Oilers, if they do get one, should be in the lineup on Tuesday. Don't expect them Monday. What do you think for points this week? Are you good with 4? Do you think 3 is fine? Like, tough games, right? Calgary, Colorado are probably the best teams in the West. Dallas is no slouch. San Jose's fallen off, so that's a team you should be able to beat. Now, it's weird because we're like, well, the Oilers are prone to dropping those games. Well, this week they didn't. They came close a few times. They definitely did. And this one, like I said, the special teams yesterday was good. 3-for-3 on the PK, 1-for-1. On the power play. And looking at that New Jersey team, they got some talent. That team is going to be good. Now, talk about goaltending in Edmonton and how hit and miss it is. But man, New Jersey really needs goaltending because that's letting them down. And they showed the graphic yesterday. I think they've played 5 or 6 goalies. I think the highest save percentage was 902. So they're definitely struggling in that aspect. So something they're going to look at the offseason to address for sure, just like here in Edmonton. And can we stop with the sign Mikko Koskinen into an extension? Seriously. Yes, he's playing well. I get it. But come on, really? Because he's on a good stretch in March and late February, and you're going to forget about all the previous years? Like, come on. Nothing against Mikko, man. He's stood up, and he's taken the challenge head on, and he's done well. But the Oilers got to improve in that aspect. Are you coming back next year with the same 3 goaltenders? No. That is not an option for me. All right, well, trades tomorrow. What's going to happen with the Edmonton Oilers? What's their biggest bargaining chips? Probably their first rounder. Can't really move that second because there's a condition on it. As player-wise, Josh Archibald may be heading to an American team because he can't really play outside of Alberta right now. Kyle Turris is not getting you anything. Defensively, you're not moving. I know a lot of people want to move on from Barrie, but I think that's more of an off-season move. You're not moving any of the guys playing now. I mean, are you really moving Mikko after he's playing well? I don't know. Like, that's why I don't. Can you throw in some futures like 2023s, 2024? Sure. That's why I think draft picks and maybe some mid-tier prospects are going to be the way to go here for Edmonton. I think Cassie and Barrie are guys you're going to try to move in the offseason. But what do you think out there? Who do you want to see the Oilers go out and get? How many trades do they make? I have it at 1. If they get 2, that'd be awesome and be great. And I'd look at Kenny Holland and evaluate which guys he brought in, right? Not high on Justin Braun, 35-year-old. Yeah. He's lost the step. I like the Susi one. Brett Kulak. Yeah, he's third pairing guy, sure. What else is out there? How many trades do you see them making tomorrow? Is it going to be 1, 2, 3, 0? Prices might be a little bit high. And still waiting for the report on Mr. Giordano. Hopefully we get it before I wrap up this podcast because I'd love to give you that information. Nah, you're probably on Twitter yourself by the time you hear this and you're probably going to know. But Mark Giordano heading to the Toronto Maple Leafs. They also put Mrazek on waivers, signed an Olympic-winning goaltender. Are they desperate? Is that a desperate move in your eyes? Like, I'm kind of looking at it and like, okay, you're going to roll with this guy. Now, Mrazek hasn't been good. I get it. But, I mean, does it hurt? Probably not to bring this guy, see what he has. You're going to get Jack Campbell back anyway. So, Harry Sateri is 32 years old, played 9 games back in 2018. 17-18 with Florida. He went 4-4, 292 goals against, 911 save percentage. He's been in the KHL for the last 4 years. 921, 922, 926, and 933 save percentage. So pretty damn decent. In fairness, this year it only has him at one game played, so forget that last save percentage, but before that, pretty good. So 32 year old guy, gonna not make his NHL debut obviously, but I didn't know he had played, so that's a mistake on my end. But he does have 9 games of experience, so we'll see what he does there. And he becomes, when Jack Campbell's there, he's obviously going to be the number two, the backup, 100% on that. So the Oilers are rolling once again. That's 5 straight wins. Perfect on the homestand. In a nice position now with 2 games in hand on LA and Vegas. And sitting there with 72 points for your Edmonton Oilers. Everybody seems to kind of turn that corner. It's playing a lot better. Hopefully the PK can pick it up a bit here. They did that yesterday for sure. Power play, yeah, they can pick it up a bit, but their 5-on-5 has been really good as well. I'm sorry, I said 72 points, 74 points for these Edmonton Oilers. You're getting good goaltending. You're getting NHL goaltending. It's keeping you in games. It's giving you an opportunity. That's all you can ask for. Now, we turn our attention to Mr. KH, Kenny Holland. And what can he do from here on in? From here till tomorrow when the deadline passes. Will the Oilers have 1, 2, 0, 3 new players? We'll wait and see. But Kenny Holland, you get paid a lot of money, and you need to improve this team. Do you have the faith in the trades he's going to make? That's a good question, too, because he hasn't made... he's made a few decent ones, but some bad ones as well, right? So we'll wait and see on that. But Kenny Holland, you're on the clock. All right, guys, stay safe out there. If you don't have to drive today, don't, because it's nasty out there. Absolutely nasty, slippery. And then tomorrow, like I said, I'll be back. Might be a 2-podcast day, depending on how busy the Oilers are, but it is a game day as well. So we'll definitely chat tomorrow. Remember, I'm on TSN 1260. 10 to 2, we'll have full trade deadline day special coverage for you guys. So tune into that. And like I said, I'll be on with the podcast, depending on what the Oilers do. Might be one for sure, might be 2, just to talk trade deadline, and another one to recap the game as well, or preview it, whatever. I'll decide tomorrow what happens. In the meantime, always hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite app. I couldn't give you the return on Mark Giordano because it's not out yet, and I got to wrap up this podcast. Enjoy your Sunday. Stay safe out there, and we'll chat on what should be an exciting Monday in the NHL world. Have a good one.